You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog. You are the man now, dog.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. It is your conversation and improv comedy podcast hosted by myself, Ryan Rosenberg, and the big man with the big plan, Dan Lippert. What's up, Dan?
Yo, I got a big
yo
plan.
Yo ho.
Which was that a pirate's life for me, or was it just a yo-ho?
Yeah, I don't know. It just sounded like a yo-ho. Yo. You could have been a pirate in another life.
I would have liked to do that. I feel like comfort.
We both. Of course, but in that life, comfort maybe isn't as available.
Sure, yeah.
So you're a seaman.
You have to be a seaman.
Yeah. We would have been really funny in that old era because we love a couch. We love putting our feet up. We love taking a big sigh.
I think it would have been really fun to have a wooden leg. I think we would have had a blast with the kind of comedy of that. It would have hurt like hell. I would have complained, but
right.
I think we would have probably been like the guys that were like, so he just has the parrot on his shoulder all the time. Like,
yeah, it's like, so wow, the wooden leg on him doesn't really seem to be that bad. He seems to kind of really like it. He seems to actually be thriving with it.
Yar.
Well, what's going on with your ass today, Dan? How are we living?
In mansions and Benzes, giving ends to my friends.
That's right.
It feels stupendous.
That's right.
Let me think. Let me see. I had one of those weekends where you just commit to a thing each day, and all of a sudden your whole weekend's gone, and it was all good things.
Yes.
I saw the Fleet Foxes at the Greek.
Oh my God, was it awesome?
It was beautiful. It really was beautiful.
I really do like that band and I like that music, but why is it also such a funny genre?
I tell you what, it's because of when you look around the crowd and you go like, hey, you guys, the 60s were a while ago.
Hey, no offense. They wouldn't have liked you then and we don't like you now.
I'm really struggling to be a part of the group that likes the same things as me, but here we all are.
I know. What is that? It's like, what is my problem with everybody that even when they like what I like, I'm like, ugh, get away.
Well, yeah. I just...
But yes.
Your personality can't be... You just can't try so hard.
Right. How much wool can you wear? Do you need the beanie, the scarf, and the chunky sweater? I mean, what is this? Did your grandma knit all of this? Why?
No,
you dress
I paid
$300 like
for it. It made well.
Yeah, right. And I'll tell you what, it was made poorly.
It was made like shit, which is the place right down the street.
Made well, made like shit. Did you enjoy the concert? How was it?
I mean, the Greek, you can't beat. It was great.
Was it a date night?
It was not a date night. It was with Justin and Marissa and then my friend Lisa, I mean, if it had been a date night, I'd have some splaining to do because that's my ex-girlfriend, right. But we're still friendly and we went to college with Justin, yada, yada, yada. But it was, ran into some friends there, which was nice. Got to see some smiling faces and, you know, that music is like such a specific era and songs that I listened to like when I was feeling like things heavily, you know, you listen to music and you really like feel it. And so when they played those songs, it was like really nice to have them under that nice sky. It was a beautiful night. The Greek, for anyone who doesn't know, it's where Russell Brand needs to get to and with the help of Jonah Hill, but it's like an amphitheater in the mountains of Griffith Park. And so it's just like
just
a really
gorgeous.
Great space. And,
and it's like kind of small and intimate-ish, but it's still a big venue.
Yeah.
It's great.
So that was really nice. And he was surprisingly funny because you kind of imagine he's just like up his own ass. But the lead singer was funny and natural in a way that was kind of a delight to see.
Nice. Yeah. And did you play basketball this weekend?
I played basketball. Things got a little chippy on Sunday, a little back and forth going on.
Oh, but who were you chipping with?
I didn't chip as much, but a couple guys chipped, and I kind of got in. I interrupted and kind of tried to, like, contribute, and I was like, just shut up and shut up and dribble.
Let them do
Yeah. But yeah, it was fun still. My game was on point.
Ooh.
So
did you dunk?
What's that?
Did you dunk?
I tried to touch the rim yesterday. And I was like, it shouldn't be this hard. You're 6'7".
Is it taller than normal? This thing must be 10. Oh,
there
six,
is the rim.
10.
I was sad to see you. You ended up not coming because you were on the yes chain.
Yes, I was on the yes chain, and I just wasn't feeling great this weekend. And I was like, you know, extremely physical exertion doesn't sound like what I'm looking for. I think I need to go on a few walks and get my baseline a little closer to normal before I get back out there. Every time I rush back out there and go like, I'm just going to play through it, I always end up feeling like sick or pulling a muscle or something. Yeah. So I just didn't really feel up to it. But I was excited by all the people that were out there. And so I'm hoping to get out there next weekend.
It's fun. It's good people. It's just really interesting what sides of yourself come out when you are doing it. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I want to be the coolest, best competitor. I'm trying to be a lot more positive and just shut up and play and whatever. But I'll still I'll still see that part of me. I'm so controlling. And it is really frustrating to play the position I play, which is not in control of the offense, when I feel like I know what the best thing to do is and nobody else does.
Right. And nobody else does. Yeah. Even though everybody there is pretty good.
Everybody's pretty good.
Or most people. But I also think it's hard when you get older because it's like, hey, this is hard. The physical exertion is difficult. Mm-hmm. And I'm out here kicking my ass and you're not even passing me the ball.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when we're all kids and we're going to run all day anyways, not that big of a deal. But this is the only time I'm playing basketball this week. And if you're not passing me the ball, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you don't want to play fair, get the hell out of here. You know, like this isn't just a competition game.
Yeah.
If you really wanted to compete, like go play at the basketball court outside, go like do pickup games. This is like the same crew that plays together. Yeah. We got to establish some sort of, you can't just come 1 out of 5 weeks and shoot the ball every time you get it. You know what I mean?
What I really appreciate about it is it's probably this is hyperbolic, but the only game like it where it really has gotten to the place where everybody's pretty chill. Everybody's there to have a good time. Everybody's like trying to make everybody else better, you know? Like,
right.
The game is as good as it can be when everyone is good. But then every once in a while, you do get that vibe of like, oh, okay, so you're just going for it here and I'm just watching you.
Yeah.
Like
there's maybe two to four ball hogs that can show up or not every week. And when they walk through the door, you hear the snort. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what's about to happen. You hear them rolling around in their fucking slop.
Hogs
ready to shoot long threes.
There's hogs we like, of course, our boss hogs, but.
Yeah, we love the boss hogs, but they pass.
But they're not ball hogs.
Well, folks, it's not just a check-in today. Dan and I are going to do a little two-man comedy, but we just wanted to start off with a little bit of a warm-up.
We did, yeah. Well, it was a little organic, too. We didn't know how long we were going to talk. We were just enjoying the conversation.
Really organic, actually. We should just call this organic.
Welcome to Organic, the podcast, sponsored by Erewhon, the most organic grocery store.
In Venice.
Is Whole Foods not expensive enough for you? We've got great news.
How is Whole Foods both expensive and Amazon? That's what I don't get. Which, am I getting butt-fucked twice here? You know what I mean?
So I'm supporting.
What's going on?
Before I was happy to support Bezos because I could get my goddamn curtains in 24 hours. But now I'm supporting Bezos and I'm spending like $15 on a watermelon.
And I can't stop eating these goddamn watermelons. I'm spending $15 a day to eat a whole watermelon every day.
We've got to create a tier that's just so we can afford this watermelon habit where I'm.
The watermelon tier. Yeah, I love it. All right, folks. Well, Here it comes. We're about to jump into the comedy. Are you ready, Dan?
Yeah, let's try to be funny here.
All right, and comedy will start after this. Comedy.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to Spectrum. How can I help you?
Oh, that's interesting. Usually when I'm welcomed, it's because I'm walking into somewhere.
I'm sorry. I meant to say you've got Spectrum.
Oh, so that was a mistake. I wasn't sure. Because, you know,
I don't really know how to answer the phone yet.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Are you new?
Yes, I've only been here for a month, and I'm trying new welcomes, but hello doesn't seem like enough.
Yeah.
And obviously you're not in the space, so I see why that felt unusual.
Sometimes I think what I relate to, if we can quickly, be humans here and relate to each other.
I would love that.
Which I love to do, of course, sometimes I would prefer the script. I'd prefer to just be told what to do, and then you can play within the script. But a little guidance is helpful.
Yeah.
You know, too much
Welcome
freedom.
To Spectrum. How can I help you today? See, welcome to is still not working for
what
me.
What about thank you for calling? Can I give you input? Do you
Please. I like where you're going already.
Thank you for calling Spectrum. My name is, I don't know, Balgor. And I'm happy to talk to you today. How can I be of service?
Can I try that?
Yeah. Should I call back? Would I get you, or should we just?
No, you never will. let me just try it from here. Thank you for calling Spectrum. My name is Balgor. How can I help you?
Did I get your name? Sorry, was that your name?
You did not.
Oh, okay, you were using
I didn't want to have another variable because I figured I might mess it
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, I interrupted. Go ahead. Sorry, you started again.
Thank you for calling Spectrum. My name is Balgor. How can I help you today?
Hi, Balgor. Thank you. That was great, by the way. Do you want to just keep going? Do you feel like in the rhythm?
Yeah, my name is Wesley.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So how can I help you today?
Well, Wesley, I am having some pretty, I'm pretty annoyed. I'm having some pretty awful internet issues.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'm sure we can fix that for you right quick.
Oh, thank you. Right quick. Wow. Very folksy. Well, yeah, I hope so too, actually. Look, I've tried everything. I've gotten a new modem. I have plugged in directly to it and my internet just cuts in and out. I'll be watching YouTube TV, which I subscribe to and I pay handsomely for, and I will still get bad reception, or if I'm watching live sports, it'll cut out or be blurry. And I'm just really fucking frustrated.
Wow. I hear your frustration and I hear you using the F word.
Yeah.
I would love to respond to some of that stuff if I can.
Great.
Now, you said you've tried everything.
Yes.
And then you said that you have a modem and you've plugged it in. Have you tried anything beyond that? Or was that you trying everything?
What's left? I bought a new modem that was supposed to be top of the line.
So it's not a Spectrum modem. It's
Orbi.
Aftermarket.
It's Orbi. Oh, it's Orbi by Netgear.
By Netgear. So you had me worried at Orbi, but then I'm feeling pretty secure with Netgear.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a mesh.
It's mesh.
It's mesh. So it's a mesh. So
usually these things are made out of plastic.
No. It's not like
I assume some metals.
It's not like Right Said Fred's T-shirt. It's
now I'm clear.
Okay, good. It's a mesh network, so it's multiple modems around the house.
Right. Right. And then you also said that you're paying handsomely for YouTube TV. Mm-hmm. Now I'm aware that you can split that with up to four or five friends. Are you splitting with friends or are you just doing that by yourself? Because it can be handsome by yourself, but with a group rate, it's actually one of the most affordable TV options available.
Right? Well, I don't want my friends to know what I'm watching. I don't want them to be on my account and stuff like that. How does that work?
Wow, you are watching a lot of Guy Fieri.
Yeah.
And not just Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. You're also watching Guy's Grocery Games.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so fun. It's like Supermarket Sweep, but it's with a funner host.
Right. Looks like you're actually looking up a lot of YouTubes of Guy Fieri outtakes as well.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have your total watch.
So you can
here.
Look at my stuff on there?
I can. Yeah, I have a lot of good info. Okay, this should work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like Guy Fieri, you know, and I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I look like him, and I think...
I can hear it in your voice. I can. You sound like you look just like him. Do you bleach? Or is it natural?
Upstairs and downstairs, yeah. Well, the tips.
Wow, you bleach your penis.
A little higher than the penis is what I mean, sorry.
You just do the top. Yeah. You do the sort of the hair right above there the penis. Go. So your penis looks like a head with a nose, with bleached head hair and sort of a penis face.
I suppose so. Yeah, I suppose it does. I guess I've got a little guy down there.
Oh, my God. I'm seeing one of the exotic photos you've uploaded and sent to someone. This is pretty unbelievable. Hang
on. What do you have access to on this? I'm sorry.
Anything that's been sent over your internet.
Really?
I have access.
Can I
So all of your texts, all of your emails, all of your watch history.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not using it nefariously. I'm just looking at your penis face picture. It's not bad. It actually looks to me like a little bit young Justin Timberlake.
Thank you.
Because it's really tightly curled and bleached.
I maybe went a little too far with the perm.
That's perm. That's not natural. Wow. Now, do you go to a regular salon or do you go to like an anal waxing bleaching place to get that done? Because I didn't know, because I don't think you can just have it out at a hair salon.
Do you know what?
And if you do you put it under the the head bubble thing?
No, I'm not like setting it up under the hair dryer and gossiping with the local ladies.
Okay, well.
No. Do you know this? Most plastic surgeons do this kind of work also, which is not plastic surgery, obviously. But yeah, you can go in and get and have them just work on your pubis hair and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow.
And so I see a guy for that, and he suggested the tight curl and the bleaching.
Well, that's and what did he look like?
It's funny you bring it up. I guess kind of tight curls, bleached hair,
big nose, big long nose, or I guess sometimes short nose, sometimes almost no nose at all.
I guess sort of like a human penis. Yeah, I guess in a sense you could say that. His chin was kind of like a little hair on it and kind of like wrinkly. A
little cleft, sort of separating it into two parts. Wow. Well, this is the most fascinating customer service call I've had all month. And I want to thank you for being so patient with me.
Thank you.
I know that you're so welcome. It does seem like we've struck up a little rapport here and I'm really enjoying this.
I do just want to say, you know, you want your barber, I learned this late in life, to have the same hairstyle as you if you're a man, or the same type of hair, not style. Style would be great, but it's hard to find. You do, yeah. Because then they know how it should look good, you know what I mean? So you got to find the one. And so, yeah, I guess you want your plastic surgeon to look like your penis if that's what they're working on. So it was hard
I guess
to
you're
find.
Right. So I guess you're right.
He's kind of making it in his own image, in a sense.
Yeah, rather than have a bunch of pictures on the wall that you point to, you just sort of want to walk in and say, "Doc, obviously you know what you're talking about."
I'll take one of you.
Downstairs.
Which, and by the way, the ladies don't mind it.
I bet not. Young Justin Timberlake. Pubis?
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds fantastic.
One of a sex icon at the time to teenagers.
Well, let's get your internet issue solved.
Please.
So that you can keep setting up these dates. Looks like you are really firing off these email date invites.
Can I ask how this is helping right now? Looking at my email history, I just want to make sure.
Well, I'm just trying to get a holistic thing of what do you use your internet for?
Okay.
Are you using it mostly for television? Are you using it for a lot of downloading, which I can see that you are. We'll get to that later. Or is it just sort of, you know, typing? A lot of people have these really powerful computers these days. And what do? They go on Safari and Word.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just not
necessary.
Might
as well just have a typewriter.
That's right.
Well, Well, no, not me. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to hide it from you, but I think you can see right there. I'm using this for a lot of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some pretty interesting searches here.
You even have my search history.
Yeah, ugly dogs. Why do you search for ugly dogs every morning at 9 a.m.? Is it part of your daily routine?
You know how you just get into doing some things and it just becomes normal, you know, and you don't even realize how much time you're spending on it?
I don't know that it becomes normal, but I do realize how much time I'm spending on it.
Well, I kind of got into this thing where I'm always curious if there's new ugly dogs. And most days, it's the same few, you know, it's Tuna melts my heart.
Who uploads a picture of their own dog saying ugly?
Yes,
dog?
A lot of them are taking, you know, like paparazzo photos where it's like, you know, look at this ugly dog I just saw across the street. And there's a community of ugly dog picture takers. And I found some good people who you see an ugly dog, you say something and you post it, you geotag it.
Wow. And do you get a sense that the ugly dogs like each other more because they're both ugly?
Yeah.
Or is that just a human
thing? No, they can tell and they like each other more. I don't know. And, you know, and it's a chicken or the egg. Maybe they both see that humans treat them differently and they relate, you know? Right. I don't know if they look at each other's faces and know ugly from not ugly. I mean, these guys sniff butts for a living, so.
That's true. I guess we're the one putting ugly on them. They're just dogs.
Right.
Right? Ugly doesn't really compute in their world, in my mind.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they might know, you know, crossbreeds get uglier and stuff like that, so they might know that. Right. Like you're a crossbreed.
So they're sort of racist, but not superficial.
In the dog world, that is racism.
Right.
But yeah, so 9 to 10, it's I'll have my coffee. I just have my little morning routine. I like to make my coffee. I'll make I'm trying to work on the perfect poached egg.
Yeah, looks like you look up the directions every day on how to poach an egg.
I always forget because the timing is crazy.
don't you just boil it?
Right, but there's some timing with it. Yeah, I always forget. And I always forget. Right. Do you put the egg in before or after the water is boiling? Do you put it in with cold water and let it boil with it? No.
No, because you don't want a sloppy egg.
Okay,
just
you know.
Be a loose egg in water.
You know that,
Maybe an oil. Maybe an oil.
Right. No, yeah. Yeah. No. And I haven't figured out the poached egg. Or hollandaise, really, or any part of the experience. Right. But I like to make it on a date. You know, you wake up the next morning together if things have gone properly and just little Justin Timberlake's made his appearance, little Guy Fieri, whatever you want to call him. Mm-hmm. And you make a little...
whatever you want to call them, they look kind of the same.
They're both going for
it. They do sort of look the same. I could see Justin, if he fell out of Hollywood, looking like Guy Fieri in 10 years.
Yeah, I could too. Because Guy Fieri is basically like if someone shocked Justin Timberlake.
Yes, and pumped him full of air. And gave him long shorts and big sandals.
You know, someone posted a video of him recently on the internet, which I could barely watch, which I would still like to get to because of the lag I'm getting there.
Yes, and we're going to fix that.
Of modern Justin Timberlake at a show recently doing pretty lazy, bad dance moves.
Right.
I don't care. People post that stuff to make fun of him. I don't care.
Yeah, you've already spent the money on the ticket.
Yeah, I'm not. You know, what is he in his 40s? Right. I'm expecting him to be the king of dancing.
Yes. Should you be able to make fun of stuff that you didn't participate in? I say just move on with your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you don't like Justin Timberlake. So what are you sticking around for making fun of these dances?
It turns out it's not for you.
It's sad. It's really sad to see. You know, you are a great guy. What was your name again? Did I get your name? Your name is Boggs? Bogwan? Bulgar?
Balgor. Balgor?
Don't tell me your name is Bulgor.
No, I think I just had that name in my head and I wanted to say it, but no.
Right.
No, it's not that. You can see everything about me, but you don't have my name?
It's crazy. It's the only thing on here. All I can see is your screen name.
Oh, yeah. My real name is not Gossip Queen. Obviously, that's just my screen name.
I figured.
No, yeah, it's Sean.
Okay. Well, Sean, let's get this internet fixed, okay? Why don't you, first step, And thank you for doing all the preamble with me. First step, I need you to go over to your router. Are you on a cordless phone?
No, do I need to be?
Well, how far are you from your router? Just far
enough? Not a cord's worth.
Okay.
I guess maybe I could.
Do you have speakerphone?
Let me see.
I'm guessing if you're on a cord, you don't.
Let me see. I can pull it as close as possible, and then maybe you could up your volume, and it'll be like speakerphone.
Yeah, that could work.
Okay, great. So just be screaming when I'm closer, or you could communicate something to me, and I could walk over, put the phone down, then come back and tell you what we need.
Do you have a counter between the router and where the phone hangs on the wall?
Yeah.
Okay, so get a big rock.
Okay.
Or some sort of paperweight, and set that on the cord.
I might
on the counter.
I've got a watermelon cut in half, so I'll probably do that.
Perfect. Hey, Rich. And then you're gonna secure the phone. You're still with me, right? You're still with me. And then you're gonna reach over to the router. You're gonna do a simple unplug of the Ethernet cable into the router. Wait 5 seconds. Then do an unplug of the power to the router. Then wait 5 seconds. Then plug the power back into the router. Then wait 5 seconds. Plug the Ethernet cable back into the router. Wait 10 seconds. And then hit the reset button.
Wow. Okay. So just to confirm before I go over there. Are you still with me? I'm noticing that the watermelon is sliding a little, but I'm still having.
No, I'm here.
You between chin and shoulder.
I'm here.
Okay, yeah, great, great. No, I'm still close to the phone right now. Was I supposed to leave the phone?
Oh no. Okay, so I don't have to. No, not yet. I can just talk normal. Okay.
So unplug. Ethernet. 5 seconds. Power.
Right.
5 seconds. Replug Ethernet. 15 seconds. Power.
Yes.
5 seconds. And then
it should be on.
Okay. And how important is the order there?
I think it's pretty important. That's the way I always do it. You don't want your Ethernet cable plugged in when the power turns on.
Why?
Because sometimes it won't register.
I don't.
It needs to be on. You don't believe it.
It's just too convoluted, this whole thing.
After everything we've been through, you don't believe
me? I don't think it's you. I think you're working for this company and you're doing protocol here. But hey, we could skip the bullshit, man. I know it's not just replugging it and unplugging it. I bought a new modem. Right. I got a cable. I'm hardwired in.
Right. I'm a little worried that you bought the aftermarket modem.
Yeah. So would this process help?
Are you a car guy? Can I ask, are you a car guy? I can see by your searches you are.
I'm unable to get my own cars the way I'd like them to be, but I do like looking at cars and talking about them. And I valeted for years. And so I saw some beautiful cars.
Right, right.
Ghost.
Well, sometimes ghost aftermarket products, you did what?
What's that ghost car called?
Ghostbusters?
Yeah, I saw the Ghostbusters car. I valeted that once.
Wow, cool, man.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you know that's...
All right, so you know what you're doing here then. Yeah, sometimes aftermarket products are cooler and more high performance, which I'm sure is what you were after, but they're a little bit shakier.
What does aftermarket mean?
It's not stock.
It didn't
help. We gave you a huge, way too big modem when you started with Spectrum. It looks like it could be a TV box plus a modem plus a lunchbox. Uh-huh. And that's what you're supposed to
use. Took up too much space.
But I know. And that's an issue for us to figure out. I can't help you with that. But you got your little lowered street glow aftermarket extra exhaust modem over there. And we don't know what the hell's going on. There's no warranty on that
thing. Okay. But come on. They're all the same. And the one you give me is purposefully inconvenient because you want me to spend more money on the smaller one, and I'm not going to do it, you know? I need space for my electric bass and amp. I can't have my modem taking up all that space.
How's that going, by the way? I'm seeing a lot of tabs you've been looking up. So it looks like you don't know how to play yet. You're just sort of
learning. Yeah, I'm learning because I found, again, back to the dating thing, that, you know, the lady's like a guy who can play an instrument. And right. So I learned Only in Dreams by Weezer, or I'm trying to.
Oh, that would be a great song for 20 years ago.
My man.
No. I'm serious. I'm serious.
When we were growing up, people played like Stairway to Heaven and stuff.
And who? My man. Who? What were you watching? Surely that wasn't happening in your life. Were you watching that on TV? Were you watching an oldie?
When the people around learn Led Zeppelin, it's like common to learn. I'll learn right. Led Zeppelin when you're learning guitar, and I'm just learning our classic rock, which is, you know, Only in Dreams, the deep cut on
that's
the Blue
true.
Album.
That's true.
Weezer, you know, I'm just kind of picturing you had a couple of drinks, you had a nice dinner, you come home.
I did have a couple nice drinks and a dinner last night. Oh, that's sweet.
I didn't mean you. I was speaking colloquially about my own day. What did you have for dinner and your drink?
I went to Columbo's. You know Columbo's? Mm. You're not in my city, so probably not.
Yeah, where are you?
I can't divulge.
Okay, I'm just Googling Columbo's here. Restaurant.
Shit, I've said too much. So I went to Columbo's and I got a giant baked potato and a couple glasses of vino. Mm-hmm. House red, don't even know what it was, but I'll tell you what. At other places, that could be top shelf. Their house, I'm convinced, could be good.
Elsewhere. The Columbo's house is really good, and it makes you think it's that it's fantastic. Better than someone's top shelf at some shithole.
That's what I think.
Place. That's nice. That's by yourself or with company?
Oh, God, we're really getting into my life now, huh? I was there with my soccer team.
Coach? Teammates?
We play indoor. Yeah, my teammates, we play indoor soccer. We're the last adult league of indoor soccer players left. at our age group. And we're all 45 plus.
Congrats.
Both pounds. It has to be pounds and age.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, they cut a couple people for being really, really thin and fast. It's like, hey, you can't be that light. It's dangerous and it's too competitive.
You had 40 pounders over out there?
Well, 43 pounders. But yeah, it's still too light. They can't, A, they can't kick the ball without breaking their leg, and B, they whiz right past me every single time. So it's for their safety and mine.
Certainly. I don't even imagine that rule would ever have to be made. That really surprises me that you had some 43 pounders sneaking into the league.
Well, Garrett was little.
Garrett's his name.
And good. Yeah.
Because even if I'm imagining a horse jockey, that's still a 100-pound guy, 90-pound, 110. This is half as big. Oh,
yeah, if you want to lose. 110-pound jockey might as well be a sumo wrestler in that world.
I don't know much about it. Yeah, I'm just kind of all parking. I didn't expect you to be so mean about my guess.
Right. It seems like you're looking up a lot of fashion, though. You're looking up a lot of jockey fashion.
Yeah, that's...
Are you interested in the pinstripe?
Don't you think they look awesome? And I don't know why they have to be the only ones who get to wear it.
That's so true. Is it for safety that they wear such crazy colors? Do they need to be seen? Is that what it is?
Maybe it's so that you can see them from the stands, or maybe the horses get scared of certain colors because they think there's like bees behind them, so they run faster if you look like a bunch of bees.
Well, I think you should wear that out in public. I think you should go to the mall in full jockey wear, your size, of course. I wouldn't recommend wearing tiny clothes on a large man, but I think that would be cool. And I would, you know, not physically, but I would support you.
I am really enjoying your support. I'm enjoying the conversation. I feel like this might be a spectrum, like, mind game, or you're trying to lull me into not being pissed off about my internet issues. Because I get really frustrated with the service you guys are giving me. And I appreciate the support, but I'm annoyed, and I want to make sure we solve that.
That must have felt really good, huh?
Yeah.
You really shared everything you were feeling. That was really... Those telehealth appointments are working for your ass. They really are. You know... I'm actually pulling one up right now. I can see your last telehealth appointment.
You can watch my therapy.
No, I can. Yeah. I can see it. Beautiful therapist. I see why you go to her.
That wasn't my intentionality for that. You don't get to like sort through headshots and pick your therapist.
Yes, you do. I see that you did that. I see that's exactly what you did. So that's why you said that, because you didn't do the exact thing you did. I mean, come on.
Hey, don't watch to the end of that. There's one. I'm just going to get out ahead of it. There's one where I ask her on a date at the end, and uh-huh. I'd prefer that nobody see that. I really, it sucks that there's a record right. of that, you know, because that was a vulnerable thing.
You can trust me. You can actually trust me as much as you can trust your therapist.
Well, I can't trust my therapist because she reported me for asking her on a date at the end. And I can't use telehealth anymore.
She shouldn't have reported you. She should have just had a boundary.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, did the old unplug and replug give us anything?
I haven't even started. We've been chatting. I couldn't hear you if I was doing it.
Look at us. We're getting along so well. Spectrum is lovely. You're going to leave a great review.
We'll see. By the way, stop trying to make me feel like a great citizen for reviewing my corporate interactions. I was feeling so good for a while, like reviewing my little things, and I'm realizing I'm not helping anybody.
Oh, you're helping everybody. This is how the world keeps turning. Corporate reviews. Corporate reviews are important. No. They don't just get people fired. They improve the business. They don't just get people fired inconsequentially.
It feels like you wouldn't even believe that.
Oh my gosh. Corporate reviews do not get people fired and do zero good. Okay. They do a lot of good and not that many people get fired.
Can I ask, do you Yelp? You can see I do, obviously.
Yes. Yes, I can.
Do you Yelp
yes,
positive I do. And I do, negative yeah. reviews?
You know, it's funny. I do tend to get on there more when I have a gripe than when I have a good attitude.
Yeah.
It's something about it. It's asking for my notes, and I don't have as many notes about things I enjoy.
It's what's wrong with this world.
I agree.
I am a high school teacher, and these Rate My Teacher websites, nobody's going to rate their mm-hmm. teacher when it's good, even the little suck-up right. nerds. So you right. only get the bad reviews, right?
Oh,
showed
yeah.
up late. His hair is a big distraction in class.
Wow, I'm looking up your most recent uploads. Yeah, your hair is a big distraction. Wow, that's really distracting. What do you do that for?
What do you mean? I like the bleach, and I'm trying to just like be a part of the community. I want to look like the people that
but
I like.
Your hair looks pleated. Like pants.
Mm-hmm.
It's got like, and it's not parted. It's not like a part of your hair. Your hair just seems to have
it comes creases. Up in little creases. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That was my, I went to a new barber and that you should have seen this guy. Creased face. Zipper nose.
Right. And he did exactly what he was meant yeah. to do. Made you look like
yeah.
him.
And I regret it, but I'm still going to be proud of my hair. I'm not going to hide in shame like a bear and hibernate till my hair right. is the way I wanted it to be, actually.
No, if you're going to teach high school, you just have to show whatever you are. definitely don't round your edges for those kids. They need to learn to respect regular people.
And I think I impress a lot of them. You know, I quote rappers in class. And stuff like that. I quote cool movies. I'm quoting Marvel movies all the time, you know, and I think I really relate to, I relate to them in that way.
And what are you teaching again?
Excuse me, math.
Okay. But you are teaching.
What do you mean? Yeah.
I don't know. That just seemed like I caught you in a lie. It seemed like, you were in like a divorce proceeding and someone was like, so you've been cheating and you went,
you think I Robert Durst did that?
Yeah, a little
bit. No, that was just a cough. I think I have.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
now I'm wondering if it was subconscious. You know, sometimes I'm working
on
therapy.
No, come on.
My subconscious expressed itself. But I am a real teacher and I do teach. So, no, yeah, it wasn't a made up thing.
Right. It looks like you're burping.
Excuse me. I think the suggestion of the burp made me burp.
You don't need to lie to me, okay? You're not on the stand. Sure, I have the footprint of all your digital life, and I can see everything you've done, and some of this could put you in prison. But that's not what we're here to do
today. I don't actually...
Let's try to fix your modem.
Look, I don't actually want to kill anybody.
I know. Everybody searches that. We don't even have to get into specifics in case the, you know, in cases be listening to, being listened to for quality assurance. Yeah. We don't even have to get into the specifics of what you're searching. Crazy people search stuff like that all the time.
What I'm annoyed about here is...
Oh, my God, the burp came back. Oh,
look at that. And the burper doth become the burpee. I'm annoyed. So what's the point of incognito mode, then? Because you're seeing everything here that I know I searched incognito mode because I double-checked before I did.
Right. Well, incognito mode is so that your computer doesn't keep the record.
I don't care if my computer has the record. I use my computer. You're the one that I don't want to see this stuff.
Right. The internet service provider knows what websites they took you to. Imagine every time you get on the internet, you're getting in your internet service provider's car, and they are taking you to your destination. Mm-hmm. You don't own a car.
I do.
Spectrum owns, I saw it. It's been repoed. Spectrum owns lots of cars. And every time someone logs on, you hop in the car and you zoom to your destination. Luckily, our cars are really fast. And they can get you there in way faster than an actual car could. So the metaphor ends there. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing that you know, I thought that I was buying a car from Spectrum and driving around my own car every time I log on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that that I was in your car.
More of a taxi system.
That's disappointing. I am proud of this, as you look on there. You notice I don't look up porn in incognito mode because I don't think you should be ashamed of that.
Yeah, you look up an amazing amount of porn in regular, in public.
Shouldn't be ashamed of that. And then also, when you start typing in, if you forget the name of it, it autofills for you. And so then it just pops right up if you forget the name of the video you really liked.
So you don't hide your porn because you're forgetful?
Well, it's just a benefit. I don't hide it because I don't believe in being ashamed of it, which I tell my math students and everybody who will listen.
Well, you probably shouldn't. Clearly, we have a good relationship, so you can tell me that. But you don't need to be telling your students about pornography.
99% of all humans look at porn. It's a fact. And so the idea that we have to be ashamed of it, you know.
Is that a fact?
Can you see right now live if I Googled something just out of curiosity?
I can see right now what's on your screen, and I don't appreciate it. I thought I was talking to someone, and you just opened a huge porn. And I'll say this. This is one of the biggest porns I've ever seen. I see you got it on full screen, and it's
you disturbing. Can even see it's on full screen mode. And I'm watching it on a 72-inch TV.
I'll tell you what. I was really liking you at the beginning. I don't think some of our customers deserve internet connections.
What, because I watch huge porn?
Yes, this is some of the biggest porn I've ever seen.
I didn't know that I was going to be judged for how big I like to watch my porn. You shouldn't be
ashamed. Do you have windows?
Yes.
Do you have windows? People can see in there. Any TV, look across the street tomorrow night. You can see everyone's TV that's on.
So wait till tomorrow night to prove this?
Well, that's when you see it best because all the lights are out and you can see the glow of everyone's TV. If you're watching this huge porn, which I know that you are, everyone's going to be seeing it, especially if you're watching it all night and all day.
I don't watch huge porn with my windows open. I don't believe you should be ashamed.
The windows are clear. Even if they're closed, it doesn't matter.
If you look into my house, you are looking into my private life, and you should not be mad at me for whatever you get, whether it be huge porn. Hang on.
I'm checking your security. Yeah. I'm checking your security via your internet site. Look at the way you have your living room set up. The TV looks right out the front window on purpose. The couch is up against the window, and the TV is not more than 3 feet from
the window. It's not on purpose. I didn't want my TV. Spatially, it makes sense. Like what the is you, stop looking
There's
inside
a picture
my house.
From the other night. There's someone in the street like it's a drive-in movie watching The Matrix 1. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? I like The Matrix 1. I like the performances. I like the bullet time stuff. A friend of mine said that they thought that Matrix 2 was better than 1, and I said, no, it's not. Mm-hmm. And so I put on 1 to prove them wrong. They didn't come over, but I watched it myself. Luckily, I had a friend behind me here. Can you watch my whole life?
I didn't like those twins.
The twins in 2?
Yeah, disgusting.
Yeah, you didn't like them?
No.
Yeah, they were ghosts, which is funny to think of. Ghosts in the Matrix.
It's like, what is this?
Yeah.
Well, did you try to unplug your modem?
I would like to. Is there a setting I can have somewhere here where you can no longer look at my history and inside my house?
No.
Okay, well, can I see yours? That seems fair, because I don't think it's fair that you get to see all of mine.
You can see the Spectrum corporate office, absolutely.
Okay, well, I might start there. And you know what? Don't look at my Google history anymore going forward, because I'm going to find the corporate office.
Okay.
And that's all you need to know.
Okay, I'm seeing your Google history. You're typing it in right now. You spelled Spectrum wrong. You spelled septum.
You don't.
Which rhymes with Spectrum, but it's way off, actually.
Okay.
Now you're going down a rabbit hole of septum piercings and.
Wow.
Another big porn. Okay, listen. Unplug your modem, plug it back in. If that doesn't work, go to 32.46.312. And then type in
address, where, like what street?
You just type that in. You just type that into your address bar. It's just numbers. It's our router fix. Okay. You go there. There will be one big button that says fix router. Should work.
Why didn't we start with that?
Because I didn't know if you unplugged it.
I did the whole unplug process. Okay. And frankly, my watermelon's ruined because I had to crawl a little further, walk a little further to get to the router.
Well, if I can be honest, I haven't had a conversation this nice all month.
Thank you.
Everybody that I've talked to has been a prick and an asshole, and it's never my fault. And I just don't understand why everyone can't be as nice as you.
Well, thank you very much. I'll tell you what, life...
You're extremely welcome.
It's hard to be mean when you got big porn on, you know? It's hard to be upset when you see all the beauty in the world.
That's a really good life lesson. They should put that in the book.
What book?
That might be the book that comes out of the 2020s. Uh-huh. A man's book of solutions.
Yes, big porn.
And a book.
Big porn. Look like the cool guys, whoever you think the cool guys are, upstairs and downstairs. Only see barbers who look like what you want your hair to be.
That, I think, is a really key piece of info. You should go to the barber who looks most like you.
It's like, you go to a chef that, you know, what is it? Don't ever trust a thin chef. Don't ever trust a barber that doesn't look like you.
Same thing. Same thing. I also don't ever trust a fat barber. What are they doing, eating the hair? I don't like this. My hair is not for sale, sir. That needs to go in the trash once I finish it. Not your mouth.
Mine is for sale, but what I'm saying is give me a discount. If you're getting pleasure out of my hair by eating it, I shouldn't be paying full price.
Right, right. I see my guy putting my hair on top of a salad as like garnish.
You really? Your barber eats your hair? Or you just imagined that?
I think, well, not anymore. I don't trust fat barbers. All right, listen. If you hit that button, fix router, it should work. You did. So you should be working. You should be at full speed. You should share your YouTube thing with someone else so you're not paying full price.
Are you on YouTube TV?
And, well, I was. I just got kicked out of my group.
Oh, what happened?
There was 4 of us, and 2 of the people got married. Uh-huh. And so they wanted to have their spouse in there. Yeah, I got mad because I'm lonely. And I'm TV-less.
My big worry about YouTube TV is people seeing my stuff, but you've seen everything.
Yeah, you want to?
Maybe we could split a YouTube TV.
That's a fantastic idea. $50 each instead of $100
That would be really nice
you.
For me. And
I would love it.
I'll give you permission to pop on mine if I can pop on yours and see what you're watching, because then maybe I could see suggestions and stuff like that. See your order.
Yeah, that's not bad.
You can order all the channels. I want to see what your order is of top to bottom on channels.
Maybe we're both on there, but we just share the one account. We don't even make it multiple.
Right, but then I would have to give you my email password and stuff like that, right?
Oh, I have that.
Jeez. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's just a funny thing I thought of. It's just my favorite.
Yeah, I was wondering. It's not like random, but it is like peculiar.
Yeah. I just like Stephen Colbert, and so it's just kind of based off of that.
Oh, that's what Stephen Stinky Feet means? That's a Stephen Colbert?
Yeah.
Oh.
Stephen Stinky Feet. Because, you know, he's so proper everywhere else.
All right. Well, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Are you judging me because of Stephen Stinky Feet? I felt like we're...
No. Okay. I'm ready.
To be done?
Yeah.
All right. Well...
Sounds like your internet's fixed. I'm happy to get on the YouTube channel with you.
Great. Sounds good. So just send me an email that you're on there, I guess. And feel free to save any shows you like, and we'll just see what's up.
Okay. I'm really into The Shy right now. I don't know if you've seen that. It's on Showtime.
What? No. Who's Shy?
The Shy. The Shy. It's all about Chicago.
Oh, Shy. Yeah. Why don't they call it The Chai, I wonder? Because it sounds like tea.
Yeah, probably.
All right. I'll check it out.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Bulger, and I will see you later.
And scene.
Scene.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our little podcast. Thanks for supporting. It's been the Man Dog Pod Monday edition. I'm Dan Lippert. That's Ryan Rosenberg. We want to thank Annie Wu, Brian Holmes,
Henry Hack, and Casey Traylor.
Anything else we need to announce or say?
Just all of our patrons. We love you guys. Thanks for the support, and keep on keeping on.
And it was a fun one. Thanks, Ryan. Have a good one.
Thanks, Dan. Bye, guys.
Bye.